if we wish. Then, this temple is surrounded by the 8 auspicious signs. So I'd like to give all of us encouragement. As you know, I love this teaching. Those of you who've been at Manjusri for a while, I take opportunities from time to time because I think it's so beautiful. The meaning of the symbols of the temple, including the 8 auspicious signs. So they're repeated 8 times. So, as Kadampa practitioners, do we know them in the right order? So you don't need to say out loud, or hang your head, or cheer. You just need to think, we've had this temple 25 years. I'm a faithful Kadampa practitioner, wishing for Kadampa temples for world peace to pervade the world. It would be wonderful if I knew these 8 auspicious symbols and what they mean. So perhaps you know, they're teaching us how to begin, make progress on, and complete the path to enlightenment. So we can all remember that. They're teaching us the path, how to begin, how to make progress, and complete the path. So the first symbol, do we know what it is? The umbrella, called the precious umbrella. We need to come under the great umbrella of Buddhism. So we know all about this in the Lake District because we're always saying, shall I take my umbrella? And what do we use that umbrella to do? We use it to protect ourselves from the rain. So in the same way, we need to come under the great umbrella of Buddhism. So beautiful. Will be protected. It's constantly raining, suffering, misfortune, difficulty pour down upon us and every living being with an impure life. Suffering, frustration, aggravation, Venerable Geshe-la says, within impure life are the natural state of affairs. We should never be shocked by suffering in our life. When we take impure life, suffering pours down upon us, as we all know. We all know, each one of us. So, we need to come. It's an invitation from Buddha. Come under the great umbrella of Buddhism. Immediately. And perhaps those of you who are Kadampa Buddhists, remember first going for refuge. Entering into the Buddhist family, finding the correct direction. How much joy, protection we feel immediately. So this first symbol is an invitation to everyone, come. That's what it means. Come. You know, if we're out, you know, sometimes you can set out from Manjusri and head for the beach. And I think we've all had this experience. And the sun is shining. So we just go out in our jacket or whatever. And as soon as you're away from the trees, on the beach, it starts torrential rain. There's probably not a person here who hasn't come back to Manjushri soaked to the skin. So in such circumstances, let's say you've a huge golf umbrella and someone else is running for cover, you can say, come, come, under the umbrella. And you're like, thanks, thanks. Or come under this tree, come and stand with me under this protection. So that's what this symbol means. It's an invitation to everybody. Come, come, there is protection. You know, in this world, it feels so hopeless. You know, it's not a wonder people get depressed. In fact, it's almost a question, how would you not get depressed seeing the state of the world with no political solutions, no financial solutions, no environmental solutions, no society solutions? It seems hopeless. Buddha's appearing in our world to say there is refuge. There is cessation of suffering. There is protection. There's hope. There's not only hope, there's certainty. There is certainty that one day each and every living being will be permanently free from suffering. We pray for it every day. We say it in the prayers, may samsara be extinguished. That's permanent world peace. So this precious symbol has great meaning. It is saying, come under the great umbrella of Buddhism. So when Geshe-la gave this teaching, and as you know, we have little cards, very little cards. And this little card says, precious umbrella, come under the great umbrella of Buddhism. And this teaching on the back is exactly what Geshe-la said, sitting right here on the throne. So what did he teach us? He taught us the umbrella symbolizes the umbrella of the Buddhist community. The Buddhist community, the Buddhist family. The umbrella symbolizes the umbrella of the Buddhist community. It teaches us that those who have a sincere wish to progress on the Buddhist path to enlightenment, we say the liberating path, meaning liberating from suffering, those who have a wish to follow the Buddhist path, the liberating path,